519 on downtown. Live, oh so live, here at Seasons Main Street Bangor. Time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. And Crossroads Beverage Company, 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid, just off the Moosehead Trail. Eric Meehan joining us in studio. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon. I must say, you sound marvelous for a guy on the verge of death. I know, we've all been going through this, but yeah. I'm impressed at how Rich Kimberly you sound, which is fantastic.
It's one of those.
Must pay a lot for that.
Save it for when the light comes on.
All right, I understand.
And you brought another guest this week.
This is my son, Drake. I'm waiting for you guys to ask me to have him leave the studio, and then I'm going to retire from downtown.
We have a locker set up for him out back here. Yeah.
No, this is my son, Eric Charles, who is happily munching on Ritz peanut butter cups sandwiches while Daddy does his radio segment.
He's got good taste.
He has very good taste, I must say, except for anything that Dad makes for dinner. And then he's like, nah, I'm not really
interested.
Yeah,
no thanks, no.
Hopefully someday, but we'll find out.
Well, where are we going this week in the wine world?
Where are we going?
By the way, I feel a little guilty, but you did it using... using your Down East Magazine article as my coaster here.
Yeah, yeah. I must credit the downtown bump for that article.
Yeah, that was your question.
It's inevitable. we're still in closure land, right? We're doing our put a cork in it month, and we just did our monthly tastings at both stores, and it was really really fun to run through the whole gamut with people. So this week we're talking about synthetic cork. Which is basically the plastic byproduct that they came up with to say, well, people still need the aesthetic and the pop of a cork, but we don't want to risk, as we've been talking about all month, the trichloroanisole, which is that chemical that lives in cork and can make a wine smell really, really awful. So we visited things like the screw cap, and last week we did the Vino Seal, which was the glass one. So this is the synthetic cork is really where people kind of came first and have stayed. They come in all shapes, flavors, colors, not flavors. They can be made very custom, and they're relatively inexpensive. So that also caught on very, very well. There's not a lot of drawback to it for most wines that you're going to drink young. There have been rumors of some off smells when wine in some of these synthetic closures went a little while, 18 months or more. But I have never really noticed anything like that, but I did, find mention of it on the interweb, so I felt it. Wine Spectator's James Lobb, who basically does nothing but complain all day, he complained about that. So I figured, okay, well, if he thinks it's a thing, I should bring it up.
Any environmental concerns?
They are not biodegradable, but they are recyclable.
Okay.
They're friendly. They're not particularly offensive in any way. My experience is that they've never changed anything. You don't really see them being put on a lot of, wines that are particularly age worthy anyway. I think maybe I've seen one on a $45 cab from Napa once, but it's pretty rare. So it's not really a thing. But the wines that you do see them on are these, wines like the wine we have today, which is the Bliss Family Vineyard Zinfandel, and we'll get to talking about that and tasting that in a second. But these people who do want to give, the image of the classic cork without risking any of their products going to pot, but their entry-level wines are made to drink soon anyway, so it wouldn't really be a thing of the wine sitting around 10 years and risking anything like that either. Essentially, again, they're non-porous, and they allow as little or as much oxygen movement as a lot of other closure methods. So it's also, again, still very, very early to tell, like the things with the Vino Seal from last week and things like that, how wine's really going to stand up to this sort of thing 40, 50 years down the line, because we haven't been there yet. So the wine we're doing today, Bliss Family Vineyard Zinfandel, this is a really, really cool wine from Mendocino. Kind of one of those cool twist of fate stories where Irv Bliss, who is the first generation, now they're on their third generation, was in Mendocino, found a swath of land that he really, really thought was just gorgeous and really called to him. But of course, he didn't have the means to do anything about that at the time. But years later, he actually found out that there was a piece of land, 450 acres in Mendocino, for auction. He cashed in his life savings. He ran there and he bid on it. And it turned out that it was, in fact, the same swath of land that he had seen, you know, some 30 years hence. So the winery's been around for about 60 years, as I said, on the third generation. This is an example of a Zinfandel that I think is really, I guess I'd call it old world in style. I think that it's important to remember. So most, you know, all grapes kind of came from somewhere, and that somewhere was that vague Eastern Bloc area, anywhere from, you know, Turkey all the way up and through the Kyrplakistans of the world. Croatia is actually the original home of the Zinfandel grape, where it really had a much different name. And the same grape moved its way down into the boot of Italy and became the grape Primitivo. So anybody who's an Italian wine fan, Bruce, if he was here, I'm sure he could chime in on Primitivo. So this is a wine that I would sort of feel like would be more like someone with an Italian winemaking tendencies, more old world, a little bit more medium bodied. It's 13.5% alcohol, which is much more moderate than a lot of Zinfandels that we have. A lot of Zins we have are 14.5, 15.1%. And it's important to bear in mind, when any of you see an alcohol percentage on a label, it can be off by, I believe, 1.5% alcohol, give or, you know, plus or minus. So very often some of these things can drink like, you know, baby ports. And what I like about this doesn't drink like that. It's medium bodied. It's delicious. You know, a lot of berry fruit and spice and just everything you want in a Zinfandel. And it's, you know, super affordable. So let's take a moment, shall we? Swirl the glass. Swirling.
My nose isn't working. I'm losing out on a lot here.
I know. I'm sorry. But that's all right. Like I said, we'll send you home with a straw in the bottle.
Thank you.
And you'll just nurse. So yeah, super delicious.
Oh, I like that. Very nice.
Know? Yeah, and that's, you know, that's sort of the other nice thing about a lot of Zinfandels is they're very fruit forward. So even if you're not having a particularly schnozzerific day,
I got the flavor.
You know, you can still get a lot of that nice berry fruit.
Yes.
And, you know, it reminds you of your mom's strawberry pie or something like that. My mom didn't make strawberry pie, but somebody's mom's strawberry pie, I'm sure, tastes exactly like that.
Would have been better with wine.
It might have been, although I was a bit young when I was probably eating my mother's pies. She's still around. I shouldn't say that. Mom, make a pie, and then I'll eat it, and we'll have some wine.
That's very nice.
So that's the quick, I mean, it's not a very exciting topic, the synthetic cork, you know. It's just like, well, you know, it's not real cork. But next week, we will encounter the Zork. Which I think is awesome because it's Australian, and anything from Australia is always at least big and in your face. The Zork is pretty cool.
It sounds like a Star Trek villain.
Maybe. I mean, you know, they're still making Star Trek, so I'm sure, you know, they'll franchise it. But, you know, it's really cool, and we'll go over that. And then next month, Brian, actually, I was in here recording my little commercial spot, and Brian said, hey, what are we going to be doing next month? So I racked my brain, and what we're going to do next month, I think, is cooking with wines and other alcohols. So we'll do cooking with wine, cooking with beer, cooking with mead, cooking with ciders, and see where that goes. And then probably what we'll have to do for the tastings is we'll make a couple of these recipes.
That's nice. Rough.
Yeah, it's gonna be terrible. Well, you know, we keep trying to figure out what people ask us about, and one of the things they ask us all the time about is cooking with, you know, and all sorts of things from, you know, old cookbooks that reference wines that just are, you know, aren't quite the same as they used to be, to, you know, the age old don't cook with anything you wouldn't drink. So I think we're going to have a really fun month talking about that.
Great. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And
the
Zork.
And the Zork. Yes. Oh, nice. Tune in next week for the Zork.
Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese. You know, they're right downtown at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead. Crossroads Beverage Company, 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid, just off the Moosehead Trail. Any tastings coming up this week?
Our next tastings are going to be, and it's kind of, you know, we always try to do the third Wednesday and the third Friday of the month. And so bear in mind, in April, that's going to be the Crossroads is probably going to come before, although we're still trying to figure out because it will fall on vacation week. So we may stay tuned just when our tastings are going to be in April for that, and I will announce that shortly.
That sounds great. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Meehan joining us here for Message in the Bottle on Downtown.